Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
All right, James, while you're waiting, look up the closest roster to your house. This is important.
Home. Hold on. It's messing up.
See, I got another Ross that's within just 2 miles. I got two Rosses within 2 miles.
Come on.
No, I'm going to get it. Hang on.
Well,
I'm
the fact that Ross. You got to search, like, yeah. come on.
Come on, man. We found this in 2 seconds.
All right, hoes, 2.9 miles.
That's
now
what?
That's
2.9
miles. 2.9 miles.
That's not true.
Isn't it?
Same city?
That is not true.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it could be. James, I
live in the sticks. It's at least 8 miles
that's
to the
true.
Bronx.
James doesn't count. James is just away.
Okay, well, okay, this is...
If it's more than, man.
All right.
See, that, look,
all right,
man.
All right, okay. Look, I can make a mistake. I'm allowed to make a mistake. It's actually... 8.3 miles.
Oh, that's crazy. That's like there's Ross's customers don't even like live even near you at that point.
That's my bad.
And I found a Marshall's 6.6 miles from my house.
I think my Marshall's is closer than yours.
The Ross and my Marshall's are in the same shopping center for me, so
Marshall's. Marshall's from the house is 5.5.
It's still an absurd distance.
On,
yeah,
step
wow.
Up.
I don't know if I can ever.
Or don't just stay.
Yeah, we're trying to get like
stay
you.
Away.
Yeah.
We're trying to get where you're at.
Can you see the Marshalls from your backyard? Your backyard when you overlook the city.
James, welcome to the show.
You can
show,
see the
man.
Marshalls and Laguna from his backyard.
Whatever.
6.9 miles from my house.
That's still closer than James.
James
lives, James lives in the forest.
That's kind of crazy. You literally have to pass an armed security guard to get out of James's neighborhood and he can get to a Ross quicker. I've driven to James' house. I can't believe that's true.
It seems like it's got to be further than that. I mean, I'm not that close to, well, maybe I am only 7 miles from Auburn. I don't know.
There's a bunch of them. I just don't know. Now I know where the Marshalls is. Now that I can see it now in the complex. The Ross, I don't know.
We're all just common folks.
Yeah, being like you made it. You made it. You did it.
You're not that far from the Kohl's. There's a Kohl's.
There is a Kohl's there. There's definitely a Kohl's there. Where does Kohl's rank in the hierarchy?
Kohl's is like Mervyn's.
So Kohl's is above Ross and Marshall's?
Yeah.
Marshall's is the lowest, right?
Well.
I think that'd be Ross.
Ross is the lowest.
It's the dressing.
I don't know, man. They both be
They're about the same, maybe.
They be popping.
Yeah. You can get good stuff at Marshall's. Absolutely. I know that. I go to Marshall's more than I do Ross.
Is that because Marshall's is closer?
No, it's like literally the same shopping center almost, like street across or whatever.
I'll check them both. I'll see what's going on.
I used to.
My mom took us to Marshall's, so that's why I go to Marshall's still.
Okay.
I grew up going to Mervyn's.
Shout out Mervyn's.
Yeah.
Shout out Mervyn's.
Now Mervyn's does not exist anymore.
Nope, that's true.
Nope.
Mervyn's
Don't try to change it like, hey, I got that right after saying Ross don't exist.
Did you ever go back to school shopping at Mervyn's?
Ross didn't exist. Oh, yeah.
All right, you're good, though.
Yeah. I didn't know how to dress till like a week and a half ago. Like, I'd get the plain shirts at Mervyn's. I'd get whatever was cheap. Whatever my grandma would buy me is what I'd wear. We welcome James Hamm in, who is 6.8 miles away from a Ross. James Hamm of the Insiders. We got the lottery coming up, Hammer, in about an hour. It's all or nothing tonight, right? Like, do we have that right? It's either the Kings aren't drafting or they're drafting in the top four.
Yeah, they have a 3.8% chance of moving to the top four, a 0.8% chance of landing the number one overall pick if they somehow jump from number 13 up. They keep the pick, and the Atlanta Hawks are very bummed out.
Is there,
because the Hawks won't have a pick.
They would have
no, because their pick,
because their pick goes
to
San Antonio no matter what.
Yeah. I might have heard that last scenario wrong. But yeah, the
Hawks. Yeah, their pick. Yeah, their pick goes to San Antonio, whether it's 14 or it somehow goes to the top four.
Yep. And Keon Ellis is representing the Sacramento Kings at the lottery.
Okay.
All right, there we go. That's a good sign.
Yeah,
for Keon,
that's our guy.
Yep. Hanging around, or maybe even working something out with Sacramento that can keep him here for a while. What's the, if you had your choice outside of the number one pick, what would be your choice to have something happen here? Kings lose the pick altogether. Kings get in the top four and make the pick. Kings get in the top four and trade the pick.
Like, look, if you're getting the number one overall pick, that would be like the greatest thing ever for the Sacramento Kings. Cooper Flagg is an absolute stud. I don't think there's any question mark. I mean, he would fit right into their starting lineup alongside Keegan Murray and Domantas Sabonis on the front line. And then you'd have to go out and find your point guard. But at least you would have more assets and stuff to go find your point guard. You would lose your 2016 first round pick most likely.
26.
Although it's, yeah, 20. Oh, sorry, 2026. My bad. But it's kind of the same situation. It's top 10 protected next year. So, you know, there's a possibility. But also, like, the Kings don't have to worry so much about like trading future assets because they do have that extra 2027 pick. So even if they were to lose their 2026 pick, they would still have the unprotected San Antonio Spurs pick and their own pick in 2027, which means because of the step-in rule, as long as you have a pick, you can trade a pick. So they could trade a 27 or they could trade a 28 or a 29 or a 30, and then they have an extra 31 as well.
That's actually kind of underrated that they were able to get those first round picks. Because like James pointed out, as long as you have one, you can make trades and stuff like that. Before, when you didn't have it, say they kept this pick, they were going to be locked up for like 4 years, right? Because they couldn't make a trade because they didn't have a first-round pick or something like that, right?
Yeah, technically speaking, like before tonight happens, like the Kings have been locked up, you know, even at the trade deadline this last year. They're locked up where they could not trade a 25, a 26, or a 27 first-round pick because of the step-in rule. And you can't trade back-to-back picks. But it's really weird because technically you can trade back-to-back picks. You just can't trade them in advance. So I know that's always kind of like a weird thing. But just remember, the Kings were under the same standard a couple of years ago. When on draft night they traded their pick for along with Rashawn Holmes to clear up cap space, right? So, but once July 1st hits, whatever happened yesterday no longer counts, right? So, yeah, if they do give up their pick, which is most likely what's going to happen tonight, right? That means that on July 1st the Kings have 7 straight years of first round picks starting from 2026 all the way till 2027. They can trade any one of those. And on top of that, they have an extra in 27 and an extra in 31. The problem is their own 31 pick is it's the pick swap with San Antonio. So that could be an issue with the team that you might be trading with, but maybe not that huge of a deal.
Hammer in, all likelihood, I mean, the odds at least say Kings are 13th or whatever. They don't have a pick. That goes to Atlanta. The Kevin Huerter trade is complete.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin's gone. Monty's gone. But Kevin Huerter did play a big part in the team getting to the playoffs that first year. Would you deem the trade successful or not?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you can't look at trades with like the hindsight that we're having to look at right now. And I would say, I mean, maybe, because like the problem that you have is that the 14th pick in the draft or the 13th pick in the draft, the 13th, that's what it is this year. Like, how much value does that have? Like, you know, Kevin Huerter at 24 years old, averaging 14 points a game, shooting 38% from three, 6'7" starting shooting guard. I think you would do that deal again. Just like I think right now, if you're looking at this offseason and saying, how do you improve the roster? And if that, you know, if it made you give up another first round pick to get a Kevin Huerter level player, like you would do it. You know, like I would prefer, I guess I'd say it this way. I would prefer to trade for a player that I know how good he is and know that he fits in my system than taking a flyer on somebody at 13 that who knows, you know, whether it's like a junior, senior college player like Monty and Wes like to always draft, or, you know, whether it's, you know, a 19-year-old that has a bunch of upside, but nobody knows if he's going to be good or not. Either way, I'd rather have a player who I know has played NBA competition for a couple of years, who's proven that they're a good NBA player, and their salary might be a little bit higher, but at least I know what I'm getting.
Hmm. Would you do it?
Lay out the scenario again for me.
Would you make the trade again? Knowing what we know, would you make the Kevin Huerter trade again?
Yeah, I would. I would.
He's got a highlight forever in Sacramento.
Yeah.
That shot against Utah will play for a long time because of that crowd reaction. And I know Monty, who's not here anymore, points to that as the moment where he recognized that, I think we've got something here.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. that Arco roar, so to speak, was back. And mm-hmm. that was a moment.
Yeah.
In a season that had moments.
Yeah.
And he was a part of them.
I think I would. You know, hindsight obviously didn't work out well. He fell off and all this other stuff. But at the time, he was exactly what the team needed. In theory, at least, he was exactly what the team needed. He was playing well. And yeah, it's unfortunate that they weren't able to build on that and mm-hmm. wasn't able to keep going. But that moment at that time,
it's unfortunate Mike hated him.
Well,
hey, I would add this too. The Kevin Huerter trade, like on the other side, like when they traded him to Chicago, just so people understand, the Kevin Huerter trade, it's part of a non-simultaneous trade. And it's still, there's still a possibility that the Kings are able to land something of value.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
With the $16.5 million trade exception that was created when Kevin Herter was sent out. So while, again, he didn't work out here in the last year and a half, I think he was very good the first year. You know, again, he was the third leading scorer on the Kings when they made the playoffs. But on top of that, that $16.5 million this offseason, it could be the difference for the Kings. It could be, because it's bigger than a trade exception. So, I mean, it's bigger than a mid-level exception, excuse me. Mid-level exception, I think, is going to be around $14 million. But that trade exception, like 16 and a half, you might be able to go out and get a $15, $16 million player that's impactful and maybe not have to give up a bunch because some other team could say, like, hey, we're going to go a different direction, or we need to clear up some cap space because we're going to go try to sign this guy. So that the Kevin Herter trade, in theory, is not officially over until his trade exception expires.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. I'm still trying to think. I'd do it again. I'd make that deal.
Well, I mean, again, like James said to start this, we don't often look back at trades with like this. It's tough to talk about trades like with this level of hindsight. And of course, Kevin Herter isn't the. Something went wrong with Kevin Herter during the next, you know, year and a half or whatever it was he was with Sacramento. But Sacramento's issues didn't begin and end with Kevin Herter. It was just a problem. But in all likelihood, the Kings won't have a pick tonight, but we know that they won't have a pick in the first round. But that hasn't stopped them from, at least it appears, being pretty aggressive when it comes to working out certain guys. Is Scott Perry like a, does he have a draft team, or is he one of those guys who's kind of in the trenches when it comes to the draft, at least from what you know about him?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because, you know, first of all, when Scott was here in 2017, he was able to get some top tier players into Sacramento, right? The Kings had after the lottery, they had the fifth pick and they had the 10th pick. But then they were able to expand that number 10 pick to where they had players, all kinds of players coming in that were, you know, slated to go anywhere from like 8 to 25, which is where you started to see, you know, like again, the Harry Giles stuff, the, you know, Justin Jackson. Like I remember Kyle Kuzma coming in for a workout. Like the Kings that year had all kinds of workouts with tons of different levels of players. So I think, you know, Scott is going to, he's going to be a guy, I think this last week in there at the combine, but I would expect them to bring through as many players as possible because you just get a better feel for players. And it might not be for today. It might be that like 2 years from now, either a kid's a free agent, you know, a second round pick, or some player, it didn't work out somewhere else, or you're looking at a big trade and they're like, hey, you know, we have the option of like these two different players that we can throw in the deal. Which of them would you prefer? Because they both make the same amount of money and we need to match salary in a big trade. Right. You can say, you know what, we had player X through for a workout 2 years ago and we really liked him. We took him out to dinner. We had a good time, good discussion. He played really well. It just didn't end up that we got him in the draft. So that's why these workouts actually matter. And, you know, it's not just about today. It's about building a library of every, you know, bit of knowledge that you can use moving forward. And that's something that I think Scott's going to do really well at this time around as well, even though the Kings more than likely don't have a pick in the lottery.
James, if you had to guess with Scott Perry and the way that he's going to run this organization, do you think he'd rather have the pick and make a pick this draft, or would he like the freedom potentially of being able to make deals and make moves, losing the pick, but having all those future first round picks being freed up?
I think like it's really tough. You never want to say, hey, I just don't want my pick. Mm-hmm. Right. But given like the fact that they're faced with this either or right now, mm-hmm. I would say it's probably more likely that he'd rather just have a full reset, because like, I don't know if the Kings are going to be able to swing a deal on draft night. It's not like they have a bunch of pieces that are movable and that they're going to try to get back in this draft because this draft is so good or anything like that. Like, you can help yourself in the draft and there might be a player that they already like, and they're like, man, if there's any way we could find ourselves into the top 10 or, you know, maybe even the 20th pick in the draft, you would consider it. But from a pure asset standpoint and from starting at a blank slate, I would prefer that, you know, again, if you have to give up a pick, I'd give it up right now. Like, just for my own money, especially when you know it's the 13th pick in the draft, things can get better. And, you know, that pick next year could be the 20th pick, but things could also get worse and you could be a worse team. And that pick could, you know, maybe be the 11th pick, which would be worse for the Kings than the 13th pick.
So I'm sorry, you said you'd rather trade the pick like now before knowing exactly what it is. Like, if
no,
you were...
No. I'd rather, like, if I'd rather, all things considered, number one, I'd rather move into the top four because that would be spectacular and super fun. Right. But number two, if I'm Scott Perry, I would rather just have it start over fresh.
Right. Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because the chance, again, if the Kings hope that they aren't horrible next season, that's not what the idea is here. And the only way that they would keep their pick next season would be if they're a top 10, right? Is if they're somehow in the top 10 of the lottery. Well, that means that things have gone horribly wrong and you're even worse than you were this year. Now, that's always possible. Like, I'm not going to say that that's not going to happen. But also, like, keep in mind that not only do you, if they do give up the pick tonight, not only do they get their 26 first round pick back and have free use of it, they also get their 2026 and 2027 second round picks back, because those are tied up in the trade, the Kevin Huerter trade right now. Like, if the pick doesn't convey, I mean, if it conveys, they get their 26 and 27. If it doesn't convey next year, then you lose your 26 and 27 second round picks, right? So that actually does matter for the Kings right now.
What was the line Monty had? He had the maintain and improve line the second year, but didn't he have another one where it was something in flexibility?
Oh yeah. Well, they like to, I can't remember what exactly it was, but they do like to keep like financial flexibility moving forward.
Do you think he ultimately did that? between drafts, finance stuff, did he ultimately keep that flexibility that he talked about? Or did he have to abandon that at some point?
No, I would say that he did still keep cap flexibility, because the way that they're sitting right now is, you know, sure, you've got Valanciunas under contract this year. I think it's $11 million. You've got DeMar DeRozan under contract at $24.5 or $25.5 million for this season. And then you've got Zach LaVine, right? So the Zach LaVine issue is going to – it sounds like horrific when you've got a player – pay a player 46 and then 49 million, but you should also understand that that's it. That's all he has left, right? So you don't want to compound that mistake by doing something else that's crazy. Like if Zach LaVine would take less money and more years, you would consider that at least, right? If you were to tear up his final year at 49 million and say do a 3-year, you know, $120 million extension, that might make more sense to the Kings, where they're not building off of 49 million. I don't think the Kings are in like cap hell, like moving forward. They're in a tight spot, like initially here, but you know, you've got two more years of Malik Monk, and then he has a player option. You can trade DeMar DeRozan this season, because not only does he make 25 million this year, but then there's only a $10 million buyout on his final year. So that might be something that another team looks at and says, hey, yeah, we want to do that. We'd much rather have 2 years of 1 year and a $10 million buyout of DeMar DeRozan than we would of this 3-year, $75 million of this other player that we have. Got me? So, like, I don't think that, like, they're in the worst financial state for, like, forever, but certainly the next year is a little dicey, and then after that it kind of clears up a little bit.
James ain't gonna say it. I'll say it. They need that other dude to play up to his contract too. $46-49 million for Domas. He gotta step his game up, unfortunately, because maybe he doesn't have enough around him to kind of just be chill out there. Like, no, you can pay $49 million a year. This team needs you to be one of the top two players on the team every night.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think you can make that argument no matter what, that Sabonis is, especially his consistency. But at the same time, you know, like, you got to build something around these guys. Like, Kyle and I discussed it earlier, just how good Indiana looks right now. But Indiana just kept building. You know, they made the trade for Sabonis and they kept building, and the Kings just didn't. Like, what's the next move after you traded for Sabonis? You know, you had that summer where you signed Malik Monk, you traded for Kevin Huerter, and you drafted Keegan Murray. But then what? Like, the Kings just kind of put it in neutral and coasted the rest of the way. And that's why we are where we are today.
I have a thought on that. We'll come back. I'm not trying to trash Domas, but you said something that triggered a thought in my head. So we'll talk about that. James Hamm of the Insiders with us. The lottery coming up in just about 35 minutes or so. Steelo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
James was giving his review of San Antonio during the break.
Okay.
Because people think I hate San Antonio. I don't hate San Antonio at all. Never been there, like you've mentioned a bunch of times. I don't hate it. I'm just not, it doesn't seem very appealing, and the vibes are low. But I could go to San Antonio and have a good time. And James said he likes San Antonio. It's a good time. The arena's in a sketchy part of town. And he said, I like San Antonio because it kind of reminds me of Grass Valley.
Yeah.
All right. I win.
I don't know. Grass Valley is really cool.
I win.
I don't think you've been to Grass Valley, so Grass Valley's
well,
really
he's
cool.
Never been to San Antonio.
Grass Valley's
either.
Not bad. I'm just telling you, the vibe, that doesn't seem like the spot to be.
Kenny's just a hater, Ham. It's fine. I don't know what. Maybe.
We'll throw that on the summer list.
Maybe he's got an X in San Antonio.
Casey takes sports
something.
And then Casey takes San Antonio after
How
that.
How about this? How about Odyssey sends me to San Antonio and I'll vlog it? We'll have a good time in San Antonio.
Did you say vlog?
Yeah.
You know, vlog it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the thing.
Come on now.
All right, when was the last TikTok you made?
It's been a while.
See?
I think you need to look at Weezy's comment. You and Weezy can make some sort of TikTok video on that. I'm not even going to read that, Weezy.
Well, hold on. I got to find Weezy's comment. Hold on.
Nope.
Yeah, I'll just leave that there.
We don't want to read that one.
I'm not sure. Does that mean something weird?
I'm gonna leave it. Yeah, I guess just leave it.
No, hold on. No, I don't.
Don't even look it up.
I don't.
Even,
yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. No, it's a thing. No, it's a shoot. That's the thing.
Bro, it's a real thing. All right,
if it's a real thing.
Yeah, I mean, I get. I don't.
Weezy is asking about puffy tacos.
Yeah, he said, James, what's up with the puffy tacos? They as good as everyone says?
I'm looking at the pictures. They look kind of fire.
Let me see.
I ain't going to lie. They look kind of fire. Is this a San Antonio thing?
That's what they known for?
Because I don't think I have puffy tacos.
No, they have that, like what they got at Taco Bell? The chalupa or whatever they call it?
Look. You can't be serious.
Well, I haven't been to Taco Bell in a while.
Since everybody gets upset, I'm just going to say, in my opinion, I'm not interested in no puffy tacos.
Who gets upset?
I get upset. People were all upset that I didn't think San Antonio had vibes today. So I'm just going to say.
No, I not just
you.
Think
I'm
it's.
Not, well, you did get upset too.
I just think it's weird that you trash San Antonio and you've never been there.
I didn't trash it. I said, I don't think they have vibes.
No.
We saw a whole championship era and it was boring as hell.
But that's
and
the
that
player.
Arena.
That's Tim Duncan. That's Greg Popovich.
I also said, maybe it's different with Pop not there. Maybe life will be put into that place. And then James said, it reminds me of Grass Valley.
So what is a puffy taco?
It's what it sounds like. It doesn't look that good to me. I shouldn't say that. It probably tastes
like what you were. No, it's like the shell is it's puffy. It's exactly what it says. It's what did you just call the thing at Taco
Chalupa.
Bell? It looks like kind of like that.
The taste probably tastes perfectly fine.
I'm sure it does.
I have a terrible craving
for tacos.
Not a chalupa though.
Can you get puffy tacos in Sacramento?
Yeah, I see a bunch of them here.
Really?
Well, they're a bunch of places, a bunch of taquerias.
I'm just looking at pictures.
It came up on my Google Maps. Man. There's a bunch of stuff places where you can get them here.
I want puffy tacos.
Yeah. You guys are killing me.
Bet.
Have you ever had a puffy taco, James?
No.
Okay. I don't know why James finds this so funny. James is the biggest juvenile of all of us. Man. Maybe puffy taco means something different in Grass Valley. No, I'm not sure. You said something a second ago.
Thank you, Coach Molly. Thank you, Coach Molly.
What? All right, Coach. Settle down, Coach. Relax. You said something, Kenny, a second ago. We were talking about Domas. We were being, you know, breaking down the Kevin Herter stuff with the lottery being tonight and, you know, placing blame and doing all of this. You said something about Domas and maybe he just doesn't have enough people around him or the right people around him. And, you know, it was this discussion we had all when it was clear this thing was kind of falling apart. Mm-hmm. I still don't think this team is like this team shouldn't have been 40-42.
I don't think so either. I mean, they had like, a lot go on this year.
James, I know this isn't your favorite collection of players. I don't think this is anyone's favorite collection of players, but you know, even if you don't really love DeMar DeRozan or Zach LaVine or, this combination of players, to me, shouldn't have been as bad as they were.
Well, yeah, but that's we have to rewind. I mean, you fired a coach 30 games into the season. You traded your best
player
45 games into the season. Well, no, I get that. I get that. But, like, you can't expect, like, the ultimate, like, win total of 40-44. I mean, that represents not just, you know, the games played, but the chaos of the season. you know, yeah, trading out players. It, not only trading out like your star player, but trading out your star player and not bringing back a point guard. So you got to finish the rest of the season without a true point guard on your roster. I mean, that's tough. And I think that we saw that the offense looked atrocious at times in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was tough. Like the number one priority for this team now is to find a point guard. And that's not an easy thing to do. You know, you've got to go out and find a guy that, you know, isn't just like a stopgap. Or maybe it is, but, you know, they've put themselves in this situation. And the chaos of the season, yeah, I mean, like, look, could this team have finished five games better than they did? Of course they could have. But they also could have finished eight games worse. You know, if you're going to fire a coach and you're going to trade your best player, like, all bets are off on what this season would look like at the end.
Mm. Yeah, I just, you know, you need a good team. You know, a good cohesive team out there. I was just, like I said, not trying to crap on Domas, but
you already
like
did.
The same way people talk about like Zach LaVine making $40+ million a year. Like Domas, you make $40 million a year too. Mm-hmm. And if there's expectations for one person making $40+ million a year, I think those same, like, there shouldn't be no caveats. Because I could say Zach LaVine needs a point guard, or Zach LaVine needs a better big man so he can be better. Put pieces around him. But nobody says that. When it's Domas, it's like, oh, we gotta put people around him. He make $50 million a year, damn near. You see, he's supposed to be the guy that other people can fall into their spots and do fine with. And I think Domas has so many good qualities to his game that he can help others feel better. But he's gotta, and I think he would say the same thing, he's gotta be better. Like, regardless of what's around, he has to be a better basketball player moving forward, especially at that price tag.
No, I don't disagree that, like, he needs to find ways to improve his game and all that. But at the same time, I also, like, it's not Domantas Sabonis' fault that Kevin Huerter forgot how to shoot a three-point shot. It's not Domas' fault that Keegan Murray shot 41% from three and then 34 and then 35 or whatever. Like, or 36 and then 34. That's not Domas' fault. Like, the key to Domantas Sabonis is to surround him with elite three-point shooters. And when you do that and all of a sudden all your elite three-point shooters stop being elite three-point shooters, your offense is going to look like it's stuck in the mud. You know, plus it's on Domas to that they traded De'Aaron Fox. Not really. I mean, he has nothing to do with that. Like, I just think that there's, like, you can ask Domas to be better, but look at how the Indiana Pacers have continued to build out after they got their star point guard. Like, you have to continuously try to improve your roster, and you can't just sit on your hands for 2 years, which is what Monty and West did. And by the time they made a move, and it was the wrong move, in going out and doing a sign and trade for DeMar DeRozan, it just set into motion like this horrible like chain of events that ends up in disaster. So, like, I keep saying this, and I've been saying it since you got Domantas Sabonis. What Domas does is spectacular, but you clearly understand what you have to put around him. You know, again, what Tyrese Haliburton does is spectacular, but you better have length and athleticism. You better have physicality. You better have, you know, guys who can finish above the rim, you know, rim runners. And they went out and added, either they had pieces or they added pieces to enhance what Tyrese Haliburton does. That's just not what the Kings did. They got Sabonis. They did it one time where they added these pieces and it looked really good. Some of those pieces start to falter. Domas is still the same player, except for he keeps getting better statistically, and you just never found the other pieces to go around him, and it just does not seem like it should have been this difficult.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What is the ideal piece or pieces to go to maximize? Like if James Hamm was constructing a team, realistically, and you want to maximize Domantas Sabonis, what are you adding around him?
I need another 6'8", 6'9" combo forward, maybe 6'7". You know, and again, it can be like there are so many of these players in the league, whether it's like even Derek Jones Jr. is what, 6'5", 6'6". Najee Marshall, 6'5", 6'6". Like these are the types of guys that other teams like surround their players. But then, you know, you need a, you know, 3-point shooting shot blocker at the four. And you know, whether it's a guy like Naz Reid or it's a guy like Bobby Portis or a guy like Jabari Smith Jr. or a guy like Jaren Jackson Jr. Like there are different, like varying degrees of you know, quality at that position. But you should have been able to find a stretch four that could allow Keegan Murray to go play a natural three position and just improve your overall talent. You know, and the Kings tried to do this with the Pascal Siakam deal. They tried to do it with OG Anunoby. Both of those deals fell through. You know, they kicked the tires so many times that, you know, they're like, I think there's a Kings footprint on the tire that is Kyle Kuzma. But like, whatever it is, like you had all of these opportunities, John Collins, like name that player that the Kings that could have possibly fit next to Sabonis. And the Kings didn't do it. And that's why you're in a position where, again, you've got to play Keegan Murray out of position at the four. You've got an undersized 35-year-old small forward in DeMar DeRozan. Like, these aren't missteps or miscalculations. These are just really poor decisions that just kept happening and compounding. And, you know, it's like it does not take a – you know, even to top it off at the end of the year, it didn't take a brain surgeon to know that Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan wouldn't work out spectacularly. You saw it for 3 years in Chicago. You knew what it looked like. So all of these just poor decisions, like they culminate in a 40 and 44 season or 40 and 42 season, whatever it is, and just, you know, like a roster that has now gigantic holes all over it, where you still haven't addressed the biggest need, which was someone to play alongside Domas, that can, again, shoot threes, grab a couple of rebounds a game and play defense. But also now you have a hole at the point guard position because you traded your, you know, from a position of strength at your point guard position, and you transferred all that to your shooting guard position, where you already have two or three players that you don't mind playing.
So a lot, I think, is the answer. There's a lot that needs to be added to DeMontis Sabonis.
Can I ask a quick question? If we need that much, why am I paying you $50 million a year? If we need that much?
I mean, I pay you basketball is a five-man game, man, and more like a 10-man rotation. Like, there are players all over the league that you pay $50 million that can't do certain things.
But what I'm saying, and I'm paying you $50 million not to be 11th. Like, you need that much not to be 11th? This is kind of the same things that I would say with, like, De'Aaron Fox.
I'm
like,
sure, Domas, like he's San Antonio or something.
Look, I got love for Domas. But that's for the elite. It's supposedly the elite, $49 million a year. I shouldn't need everything in the world to not be 11th. I should need more to be a championship contender. That's the thing I would always say with De'Aaron Fox, when they would be like, I need more, I need more, I need you to get this and that, this and that. Look, man, like, I need more to be a championship contender. I shouldn't need that much more not to be 11th in the Western Conference. That's kind of my thought, man. I guess I'm alone in that, but come on, man. We got to be better than what it is, even with what you have.
Okay, so where do you count Luka in the hierarchy of NBA players? Top five? Yeah. Top seven?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
2 years ago, he finished 13th in the NBA.
That was unacceptable. It was unacceptable when he did that. It wasn't, they just got to be better with Luka. It was unacceptable. It's downright, he's a star player in Luka's case. He's a star player. It's downright unacceptable that you're 13th in the West. That's uncalled for.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, just because like, how many years did it take Anthony Davis to get to the playoffs in New Orleans? How many, you know, DeMarcus Cousins spent like 8 years trying to get to the playoffs. Like, players make money, and they make money because of the skill level that they have. I think maybe DeMontis Sabonis is a little overpaid, but not grossly overpaid for what he brings to the table. I mean, during his time in Sacramento, this season was the first one where he missed like 8 to 10 games. Outside of that, he's played, you know, 79, 80, 81 games. He plays 36 minutes a night. He leads the league in rebounding every year. Like the skill set is there, but every player needs players around him. I mean, we just watched LeBron James and Luka Doncic get bounced in the first round of the playoffs. Like, what's... Not a lot of difference between getting bounced in the first round of the playoffs in like egregious fashion and getting bounced out of the play-in. You know, really, it's not. So
they won 50-something games.
The Lakers did?
Yeah.
Did they win?
The Kings won 40 games, right?
Yeah, they won 40.
40.
I think they won like 51, 52. I don't know. Like I said, I'm alone on that. It's cool, but... I expect.
So the team around them shouldn't matter. Is that Lakers won 50 exactly, just like Denver and the Clippers did.
The team around them should matter.
Because I think where James was going, or maybe he wasn't, I don't know. It was the first thing that popped in my head is you got some more defensive minded guys around Luka. You got a couple of taller shooters around him, and they were in the finals the next year. Mm-hmm.
And you had the same team before that, and they got to the conference finals. So he went to the conference finals, missed the playoffs. They revamped, and he got back to the NBA finals. So those things can happen. But my whole thing is, like, it's just the way I look at superstars. That's unacceptable by Luka to be 13th. That's unacceptable. Half the league makes the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You're a top seven player in this game. You should not be 13th. Mm-hmm. That is That is, yeah, they need to help you too. That is unacceptable from you. You're the guy that everything centers around, and you should be able to at least drag a team to an A spot or something like that. And he didn't do it. And it's unacceptable. It's not, doesn't mean he's a bad player. Doesn't mean you should throw him out and get rid of him. But it is an evaluation. He should be saying himself, like, that can't happen. That can't happen. That's all I'm saying about it.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think another example,
didn't he miss a bunch of games that year? Am I in the right year or the wrong year?
I think he got hurt a lot that year as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, look at Carl Anthony Towns spun his tires for, you know, 8 years or so in Minnesota, making the playoffs one time.
What did we say about him, though? What did we say about Carl Anthony
Towns? But he still makes the money.
But what did we say about Carl Anthony Towns? We were not giving him no grace.
We absolutely not.
We were not giving him grace. We were saying he wasn't Carl a winner. Anthony,
to me, Cat and Domas are the Spider-Man meme.
Those guys
are exactly the same to me.
And there's no grace given to Carl Anthony Towns, but it's everybody else's fault for Domas. That's all I'm saying. There was no grace given to Carl Anthony Towns. He was.
Well, I think you're taking James's opinion and dropping it on everybody else. Like, I don't think a person in the league gives Domas grace. Or if they're even talking about Sacramento, the chances of them doing that are slim to none.
That's true too.
Well, in all honesty, Cat made it to the Western Conference Finals because they went out and traded for Rudy Gobert, and because Anthony Edwards, you know, they got with a top pick and he got better, mm-hmm. right? Like, he needed help to get there. He needed Jalen McDaniels to get good, or Jaden McDaniels. He needed Naz Reid to become Naz Reid. Like, they kept adding the pieces that we keep asking the Kings to add. And sure enough, look at that. They were able to get to the Western Conference Finals.
I feel like, just to lead us back to the lottery, which gets underway here in a few minutes, or at least the television production starts. God knows when it'll actually get underway.
They got a 30.
Well, no, real quick, and right. The Kings are in. No.
Yeah, that's the good thing. We'll be able to turn it off quickly. All of those teams, they all have a top draft pick. You talking about Minnesota a second ago. Mm-hmm. Talk about Oklahoma City. They had Chet at number two. Like, yeah, maybe Sacramento could use a little luck tonight to put this thing together. Like, they had, like, I mean, shoot, Cat was one? Was Cat one?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, Cat. Yeah, he was number one pick.
Ant was one?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kings have had, like, one in history? Yeah. Now, granted, I know we had a two that got a little messed up, but, yeah, man, yeah. Like, I mean, you look around and it feels like everybody's got a... They got at least one to help build them, or, you know, build around. I mean, I know, you know, Denver is unique because where Jokic was drafted. You know, Giannis is unique because of where Milwaukee is unique because of where Giannis was drafted. But, man, can we get one?
We got a top four pick.
Yeah, we got a top four pick. All right. We got a top four pick. You think actually, that gets done this year? This offseason? Do you think that gets done this offseason, the Keegan Murray extension?
Yeah, I think it gets done. I don't know for what price, but I think it gets done. Yeah, and I also think that it's a really good thing that Keon Ellis is representing the Kings at the NBA draft lottery. You know, like, whether he brings home a top four pick or not, you know, it probably means that he's part of the future of this team and that they're going to figure out one way or another to extend him and make sure he sticks around.
Keon needs to defend the pick.
Come on.
Get a steal. That's what he needs to do. He needs to get a steal.
James, you're a historian. Kings get the number one pick tonight. Is that like a top three moment in Kings history, Sacramento Kings history?
Oh, easily. Easily. Yeah, the only time they've had the number one overall pick, they got Nervous Purvis Ellison. They got Purvis Ellison, 1988. That would be huge for this team. The number one overall pick, Cooper Flagg would slide right in the starting lineup alongside Keegan Murray, and you go use whatever assets you've got to do use to go get a point guard, and away you go. Like, he's going to be really, really good. And I think the number two, number three. I think that there's a lot of talent at the top end of this draft, but the sure thing is Cooper Flagg. And people who ask, would you trade the number one pick if you got Fear the Kings? No, you don't trade it. So not unless, you know, something crazy like Milwaukee.
Well, Giannis is exploring options, so.
Yeah. Except he's looking for a state with no income tax.
Wrong state, pal.
That
wrong
ain't here.
Wrong state. We'll talk more about Giannis exploring his options tomorrow. We'll talk about where the Sacramento Kings land or don't in the NBA draft lottery. In the meantime, we're going to switch over to 102.5. Hope you'll join us there. If not, we'll see you beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders tomorrow morning here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, NBA lottery.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.